What do you want me to do for you? What an amazing question. If God were to ask you that question today, what do you want me to do for you? Would you have the right answer? The same question was posed to James and John a week ago, you remember? They went to Jesus, they wanted something, what do you want me to do for you? And they got it wrong. They asked for power, for honors, they missed the opportunity. And instead today we hear of a beggar who teaches them a valuable lesson. And speaking of a beggar that teaches a nice lesson, let me share with you a story, a personal story. About 6 years ago, Father Carlos and I were together. Even back then, we were in Delray Beach. And every Friday evening, we took turns to celebrate a mass in Portuguese in Mary Immaculate Church in West Palm Beach. So I would drive up on the turnpike, get off at Okeechobee Boulevard. And all the time, as soon as I passed the toll booth, there's a traffic light, always a man begging for money. And you know, I was dressed with my clergy collar. It's difficult to say no when you are dressed like that. So I would roll down my window and give a few coins. But every Friday, I kind of confessed that I got annoyed. And I started wondering, you know, what is this, his full-time job? You know, am I actually keeping him here by helping him? So I confess that after a while, I started looking the other way. Of course, you cannot make eye contact in those situations. So for a while, I did not help him. One day, one Friday evening, as I got off the turnpike, my car broke down just a few yards from where this man was standing. I was concerned, I'm going to be late for Mass. What am I doing here now? How am I going to move this car? Well, this man, without me asking, came to my rescue. He came and offered to push my car. And he remained with me until help arrived. He gave me a lesson, really. And as I said, Bartimaeus does exactly the same today with the apostles and to all of us. A blind man sitting by the roadside and hears that Jesus is passing by, and he starts yelling, crying out. I love that. Oftentimes our prayer is only a whisper. But there are moments when you need to cry out. You need to let this guttural cry come out from inside of you. You need really to tell the Lord of your needs with all you have, holding nothing back. People tried to stop him, to silence him, to shush him. But he cried all the more. You see, I see in this something that we are tempted to do oftentimes. Tell people, be resigned. You're blind, that's all there is to it. Deal with it. Move on. Get by. You know, be satisfied with what you have. I think that sometimes we need instead to challenge the status quo. Yes, I'm blind, but I want to see. Yes, I'm a sinner, but I want to overcome my vices, my sins, my temptations. I need to do more. I need to challenge myself. Enough of this surviving, getting by. I want more. There is no such a thing as a mediocre Christian. And so he keeps yelling and crying out. And his prayer is so beautiful. He says, Jesus, beautiful detail. He calls him by name. And interesting, we also know the name of this beggar, Bartimaeus. We don't know many other names in the gospel. Somehow the gospel treats with preferential option the poor. We know of Bartimaeus, he was poor, blind, a beggar. We know of Lazarus, also a poor man. The rich man that went to Jesus, we don't know his name. Bartimaeus, and calls Jesus by name and says, Son of David. This is a messianic title. The Jews were waiting for a descendant of David to be the Messiah. So this blind man is actually seeing quite clearly, much better than James and John and all the others. He sees who Jesus is and says, have pity on me. We actually repeat his words at Mass every time we celebrate Mass. The penitential rite at the beginning of Mass, Lord have mercy. The original Greek is eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison. These are the exact words that Bartimaeus spoke. Eleison me. And the whole prayer that Bartimaeus prayed, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. This is actually the famous Jesus prayer, or the prayer of the heart, that is so popular in the Eastern churches. A sort of counterpart to our rosary. They pray it like a mantra. You might know of the Pilgrim, the Way of the Pilgrim, a book of 2 centuries ago. It's about a pilgrim that they used to go on a journey, always continually praying the Jesus prayer, or the prayer of the heart. Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. So it's a beautiful prayer. I really recommend it. When you don't know how to pray, learn this prayer. It's a beautiful way, theologically really profound, to pray. And he doesn't stop. Bartimaeus insists until finally Jesus stops and calls for him. And they tell him, take courage, he is calling you. Another powerful detail. He is calling you. He is calling me. Am I hearing his voice? Everyone who is a disciple of Jesus has been called. Have you heard that voice calling you by name? Bartimaeus throws out his cloak and jumps on his feet. Well, usually blind people don't do that. They don't throw out stuff. They put it in a place where they can find it. And they don't jump. They stumble and fumble. Bartimaeus throws out his cloak. It was all he had. I mean, living by Jericho. Jericho is in a very deserted place. It's actually one of the lowest cities on earth, below sea level, 800 feet, I believe. It's very hot during the day and very cold at night. Without that cloak, Bartimaeus could not survive there. He's still blind, he's still begging, but he's already embracing a new life. He's giving up on the old self so that he may be clothed with Christ. That's what happened at baptism. We have 4 baptisms today. Kids that are going to be baptized will be dressed in white, the new clothes of their dignity. But before that, we need to get rid of the old stinky cloak. And that's what Bartimaeus does. And he jumps on his feet. He's so eager to be with the Lord Jesus. And Jesus asks him that powerful question. What do you want me to do for you? He could have said, well, I'm begging, give me money. Got some change? He could have asked for one of those beautiful guide dogs, you know, to walk around Jericho. Or since I threw out my cloak, can you give me a new cloak? But he goes for the gold. He goes for all. I want to see. Actually, the original, the Greek word, is better translated, I want to recover my sight. Which implies that Bartimaeus was not blind from birth. He became blind for illness or accident. But he remembers the light. He remembers the colors. He has a nostalgia for that light. And that's why he's not resigned to live in darkness. We too, brothers and sisters, have that nostalgia for light. We too remember that we were not made for this mediocre life. We were made for the sky. And so Bartimaeus asks for it all. I want to see. I want to recover my sight. And it's, of course, a spiritual request. He's not just asking to be healed in his sight. He really wants to see. He wants to get it. He wants to understand. He wants to see things from God's perspective. And his wish is granted. He recovered his sight. He was saved. Jesus says, your faith has saved you. Not just healed you, not just cured your blindness, your faith has saved you. And he immediately began to walk with Jesus. He followed Jesus on the way. He became truly Jesus' disciple. Much better than the 12 apostles that were walking with Jesus without getting it, without seeing, without understanding. He truly taught them a memorable lesson. We too are invited to imitate Bartimaeus, to cry out our prayer, not just whisper it. Let your prayer well up from deep inside you. Hear the cry that you have not spoken yet. It's in you. Let it out. He also insists, even when people try to shush him. People always try to shush those who talk about God. You know, that's a private matter. Don't talk to me about that. Society will never clap when you talk of your faith. They will try to stop you. Be persistent in your prayer. And when the Lord calls, hear him call your name. Throw out the old self, the old cloak. Be ready to put on new dignity and jump on your feet. Rush to the Lord and tell him that you want it all. Not just change. I want to see, Lord. I want to get it. I want to understand my purpose in life. I want to understand what my goal is. I want to get it, Lord. And be ready to follow the Lord on the way. The way, by the way, is the name of the new religion that Jesus established. If you read the Acts of the Apostles, you will find that oftentimes the disciples of Jesus were called those of the way. He becomes a disciple. We too are invited to be disciples of Jesus. Let us learn a lesson from a blind, poor beggar, Bartimaeus. Amen.